In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner as we move from the greenhouse over to the kitchen where we meet up with Chef John Ash in our brand new state-of-the-art, no expenses spared KSRO
kitchen. It's beautiful. Huh? Holy cow, this is, it's very fancy. You should see Steve Garner behind the new control board with more buttons and dials. And
I feel like Captain Trips. I'm at the control of our new beautiful studio. Well, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, and nice to see you too.
We have a good show for you planned today. I think you'll agree. A little bit later in the show, we'll welcome some of the participants, the competitors for the Sonoma County Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. These are the high school culinary students that will be competing next week for some big prizes and prestige, and we're excited to be featuring them on today's show. You can also win a pair of tickets by listening to the show a little bit later today. We'll also be talking rhubarb. We will be talking favas and some great seasonal vegetables and fruits a little bit later in the show. But first, we want to call your attention to the new goings-on at the CIA at Copia. And with us to guide us through some of the new offerings is Ann Gervin. Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Good morning, Ann. How are you? This is John Ash.
Hey, John. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
So when Copia kicked off many, many years ago, it didn't seem to do that good of a job engaging with the public, is just my recollection. And in the past year or so, it seems that the CIA at Copia has become very ambitious when offering a lot of different kinds of lectures and events and activities geared toward engaging with the public. Would you say that's fairly accurate, Anne?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely been part of our plan since we relaunched the facility. Since, you know, the Culinary Institute of America decided to take it over, we really took a lot of time to explore what the previous owners had done, what was successful, what wasn't. You know, we analyzed what we do as the CIA and what we could bring to the table. And engaging with the public has definitely been a huge part of our plan from the beginning. You know, Napa is such an amazing town. It's flourishing right now. There's so much happening down there. And if we can just engage our local community and our visitors, we're going to be winning.
So the Copia is in Napa itself, and the CIA is in St. Helena.
So right. It's both. It's part of the same campus.
But the main campus is in St. Helena, the CIA, the big...
Correct. So that's where we have our students. We have our academic programs there where students are learning culinary arts, baking and pastry, and wine and beverage. And then the Copia facility, which is run by the CIA, is open to the public and is for the public.
Okay. Makes sense. So would you guide us through some of the activities that you're planning, some of the lectures and events that are coming up?
Yeah, so we have this series called Conversations at Copia, in which we bring in experts in their fields, and we had one with Alice Waters, in which we explored soil, and so we're trying to explore these topics that are relevant to food and beverage, and we want to bring in experts and people who can speak to these different things that affect our lives. That affects the environment and that how we can have an impact on these specific topics. So with Alice Waters, we explored soil, and coming up in May, we're going to be exploring terroir. John Ash can probably speak to this too. It's a kind of a controversial topic. Mm-hmm. You know, what is terroir? The way that terroir is defined is such an interesting thing. You know, it affects cheese, wine, honey, olive oil, all these different foods and beverages. Tea, we'll be exploring with a tea expert. As well. So that's one of our more interesting series that are going on right now. It's almost like a TED Talk kind of weekend.
So the other thing that you're offering, which I think is really fabulous, are these First Fridays at Copia, which are free. People can come to, which are kind of walk-around events, and people get to try things and meet people and all of that stuff.
So First Fridays is such a fun experience for us. We just had our first one in April, and we're going to have our second one coming up this May. And it's a celebration of the arts. And so we invite artists to come in and display their either artwork. We have musicians who will come in, artisans displaying their products. And so it's really a community event to have people come in the building, enjoy these different exhibits. And then also they have the opportunity to purchase some delicious food and beverage, because we're the CIA, so we have to have food and beverage.
You better perform. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So we bring culinary arts.
So can you talk a little bit about, for those who may have gone to Copia before it closed a few years ago, it's really different now. The CIA has invested a huge amount of money in facilities and theaters and all of that kind of stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So something that's really exciting and totally different from the original Copia is that we just opened some teaching kitchens. We built these state-of-the-art teaching kitchens out of all this Heston equipment where the permanent gallery was previously. And so that was a huge project that we'd been working on for about a year and a half, and we just launched that in February. So now we're able to offer hands-on cooking and baking classes at Copia. And so we offer them Thursday through Sunday now, but we'll be expanding our offerings as, you know, the season keeps moving forward. So that's one of those huge things. And then another thing that we'll be opening up later this summer is the Chuck Williams Culinary Arts Museum. Mm. We, before Chuck Williams passed away, and I think I talked about this the last time I was on the show too, and we're getting closer to the opening date, which is really exciting. He donated about 4,000 of his culinary treasures to the CIA. And so we're going to be launching a museum in his honor. And it's going to have, there's like these crazy, it's all different types of materials and culinary tools. So there will be pots and pans and then tureens and just stuff that he accumulated over about 100 years.
Sounds like
amazing.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's going to be really cool. And that'll be open to the public and free to visit.
And there is also, the other thing that I thought was really exciting was that outside amphitheater in which, I guess, you'll hold events and music things and all of that, right next to the river.
Yeah, so, yeah, our outdoor amphitheater, we terraced it. So in the previous Copia, it was just a slope, and we went in and terraced it. So we can actually set up chairs and tables if we want to do a dining event or have a concert. So over the summer, we partnered with the Lincoln Theater, and we had Willie Kay, who is a Hawaiian musician, come play in the amphitheater. And so we had, you know, chairs set up in the amphitheater so people could enjoy music. And we do concerts regularly in the summer and springtime, when the weather's nicer. And we'll also have Shakespeare. So we work with the Napa Valley Shakespeare Company, and they'll be performing this fall. I think it's As You Like It is this year, the play that they're doing. So there's lots of fun things. Like, you can do performances, and you can do dinners and entertainment. It's definitely a really versatile space.
So this begs the question, I mean, because of all the stuff that's going to be happening, how do people find out about it?
Right. How do we get the word out? That's a good question. So people can visit our website, cia@copia.com. We have an events calendar up there. We'll be relaunching the events calendar in the next couple of weeks, so it'll be easier for people to find when these events are happening. We also have a class calendar on our website, too. So if you're interested in, you know, boning up on your knife skills, or you want to explore food and wine pairing, you can explore the class calendar there and come take a class with us.
Today at State Bird Provisions, the cookbook demonstration and book signing with Stuart Brioza and Nicole Kwasinski. They're fantastic chef owners. That's this afternoon. Could people sign up for that? It's $35 this afternoon?
It might be sold out, and if not, there's probably one or two spots left in it.
Okay.
But yeah, we're really, yeah, I know, it's a bummer. That was actually one of our most popular classes, which is really exciting, because of course everyone wants to, you know, it's hard to get a reservation at State Bird, so why not come and see them do a demonstration. But we do regularly have guest authors come in. I know we're doing something with Chef John Ash in the summertime, a chef's tour, so we're excited about that, and you can sign up for that on our website as well.
And that's the chef's tour of the Napa Valley with Chef John Ash. The cinemas on Friday, they'll sound really great. The first Fridays at Copia. The Terroir Seminar taking place on May 6th. There's lots of activities there from 5 to 8. And if you're trying to find something original, unique to do with mom, I love this. Moms who make wine.
Yeah. That's we had a lot of fun with that event. So we're going to feature some female winemakers who are also mothers. And so how do you balance that life in the vineyard and at home. And then, you know, along with that, a lot of the time with our events, when we have like Mother's Day events, we'll do classes themed around it. So we have a bubbles class that weekend too, celebrating mom. We do family fun days on every Sunday. And I believe we're doing brunch batters that Sunday for Mother's Day. So if you want to come in with your kids and take a fun class, you can do that. And then we're also screening Freaky Friday on the Saturday. So we're screening the original, too. We did an online poll to see if you wanted the original or the one with Lindsay Lohan, and the original one.
The Moms Who Make Wine Tasting Event, that's on Saturday, May 12th, from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So you can do that with mom and then take her out for a nice dinner that night. And these are all women winemakers that will be pouring at that event.
Plus, if that weren't enough, you have cinema at Copia. You're doing these really interesting film series, and is that once a month, or how does that work, or is it more often?
I mean, it's kind of, right now it's a little sporadic. We mostly do them in conjunction with our First Friday, and so we've partnered with the Napa Valley Film Festival, and they're helping to curate the films that we'll be screening. So they're usually films that have appeared in former film festivals, and typically they're award-winning films, or they won something from the film or from the festival, and the film festival is helping us to get some of the directors, producers, people featured in the film to come in and do Q&As for some cinema series. So occasionally it'll just be a screening, and then if you're lucky enough, there will be a Q&A with the director, producer, or actors, or people featured in it if it's a documentary.
Sounds great.
So we're doing that coming up for this First Friday, where actually it's Skid Row Marathon, and the director and producer and two of the film subjects will be doing a Q&A afterwards. So I think that'll be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a must stop when you're visiting Napa Valley. You have the Oxbow Market on one side, and you have the new Copia, the CIA at Copia on the other side. Can't ask for
well that. And you were saying also that Napa, the town of Napa, which, and I don't mean this in any pejorative way, you know, it was basically kind of a blue collar town in a lot of ways. That's where the workers lived who worked up valley and all of that. It's changed so dramatically in terms of restaurants and all of that stuff, so it's a great destination.
Absolutely, with like the Archer Hotel going in, the new Grand Electra, there's just a lot going on in downtown Napa. There's like the Stone Brewing is going in. It's really exciting for us to be part of downtown Napa right now.
www.ciaatcopia.com for all the events and activities that are going on at the CIA at Copia. Ann, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. We hope to see you soon.
Will do. Ann Gervin from the CIA at Copia. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and the rhubarb is here.
Yeah, it is. It just started. Is it later this year?
It's a little bit. Gwen just cut me a whole bag full of rhubarb, and I plan on...
Don't eat the leaves.
I've learned that. We'll talk about some great ideas with cooking with rhubarb when we come back with Chef John Ash. Steve Garner and John in the new KSRO Kitchen. At 11:30, some of the folks representing the Chefs of Tomorrow, the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow, the high school culinary competition will be in to talk about that with us, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to this not-to-be-missed event.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
It's been a year since the completion of Old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa. Now more and more people are heading downtown.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
Join us for the North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show. Enjoy three big days of dealers showcasing boats, RVs, trucks, and toys, including personal watercraft, ATVs, and motorcycles. It's time to get out and get down to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds for the Sonoma County Boat, RV, and Sports Show. It's Friday, April 20th through Sunday, April 22nd. Just $5 admission with $1 from each ticket going to the Sonoma County Resilience Fund to address mid- to long-term needs of those impacted by the fires. Enjoy free admission Friday, and kids 12 and under are free all weekend long. The North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show, April 20th through the 22nd. Brought to you by NorCal Power Sports and Marine, Reed's Trailer Sales, and Hillside Power Sports and Marine. Don't miss it. The North Bay Boat, RV, and Sports Show.
I think for a lot of people, favas are still a mystery.
Yeah.
You see them, you go, do I take them out of the shell? Do I cook them? Do I saute them? Do I barbecue? Yeah, I'm going to pass on them.
And they're just here for such a short time, too, that even if you want to do it, it's like if you don't do it, then they're going to be gone.
And I think if you're maybe Italian, you might have a more affinity for them than...
Yeah, and other parts of the world, too. You know, that whole North Africa and all of that stuff, they eat a lot of fava beans. And interesting, they eat a lot of favas in Mexico.
Did you have them as part of a spring menu when John Ash and Company...
Yeah. I mean, the deal with it is that I think the reason that sometimes they don't show up more on menus is... that if you get the mature favas, the big beans, which are really good and buttery and all that stuff, it's a two-step process. First, you have to get them out of their shell, and then you have to get each individual. You have to peel each individual bean because its husk is a little tough and chewy and all of that stuff.
So that'll put people off.
Well, it is. But here's a tip for you: if you get young ones that are really small, you know, like the end of your pinky finger or something like that, you don't have to peel that inner bean. You can just eat the whole thing, and it's perfectly tender. So you can blanch it and just eat it that way. Though in Italy, where they also love favas, they get those young ones, and traditionally they're served with young pecorino that's softer, pecorino cheese, the softer, not the hard, salty one, but when it's very young. And old guys, you know, sit out in front of the someplace drinking red wine and eating favas and eating pecorino cheese and all of that stuff. It's one of the great traditions.
Are they similar to edamame?
Yeah.
It's another bean in a pod.
Yeah, yeah. Except at edamame, you don't have to peel that inner bean. You know, you can just eat it straight away. And the thing that's happened, I don't know how they do it. It'd be interesting to see. You can also buy, I don't think they're quite as good as when they're fresh and blanched freshly and all that stuff, but you can buy them prepped already, frozen.
The favas?
Yeah. I mean, certainly you can edamame, but you can with fava beans, too, and they've been peeled, so they take that step away.
Okay, so no reason to avoid them.
No.
They're not too labor-intensive.
The other amazing thing about favas, and I think I don't think people know this, but they should, is the leaves of the fava plant, when they're young, are absolutely delicious. They're like eating spinach, or but even with more flavor and more texture than spinach has. So right now is a good time to get them, because they're just coming into the market, so they're young and tender. And you know, if you know somebody who's, and often they get thrown away, and it's like, why would you do that? They're so delicious.
Would you use them in a salad, or can you saute them as a green?
Typically they're sauteed, but yes, if they're really young, you can use them in a salad. But typically they're sauteed with a little, again, the Italians do this. They do it with a little olive oil and garlic and squeeze of lemon, and whoa, they're fantastic.
Well, you've whet my appetite. Yeah. You brought it a couple ideas for favas. One is fresh fava beans with young pecorino cheese.
The one I just mentioned,
And that is, do not use an aged grating cheese like pecorino romano. See, I'd probably buy the pecorino romano.
It's too hard to, and you can't, you know, it's impossible to slice, and it's too salty. But you can buy at a good cheese shop young pecorino, almost semi-soft. You know, it's really a delicious cheese.
You also mentioned California fresh sheep ricotta, from Bellwether Farms, would be a good substitute too.
Uh-huh.
So you shell them, discard the pods, drop them in boiling water, cook for a minute or two.
Yeah, that's just a minute or two. Yeah,
plunge in ice water, drain again, remove the tough outer skin. Or if you buy them young, you don't need to remove the tough outer skin. Put them in a bowl, thin slices of good fresh cheese, drizzle of olive oil, drop or two of lemon juice, some ground pepper, a little bit of salt, slice of good crusty peasant bread.
Glass of red wine.
Fresh fava beans with young pecorino cheese. And the other idea you had uses artichokes and fava.
Uh-huh. Because artichokes are just coming into the market now, too. You may have noticed that they're there. And they kind of go together. I don't know why I associate them. And again, in various parts of the world, but especially our friends in Italy and France, they sort of see them as the quintessential springtime duo, you know.
And this is Barragul.
Yeah.
Barragul. What does that mean?
It just means kind of stewed together.
Oh.
It's an old approach. And basically, where it's done all in olive oil, and you take these things and you know prep the artichokes. And what you do with those is if you're buying larger ones, you need to peel off all those dark green outer leaves and take it down to the kind of yellowish part of it, then cut them in quarters or in sixths and put them in and just stew them, not for long, because they'll be pretty tender. If they have a choke, if they're bigger and they have a choke, remove that choke. But if it's just fuzzy, you don't have to worry about that. You can just go ahead and cook them and then throw the fava beans in for a couple minutes, and whoa, it's so good. And it's the kind of thing that you can make ahead of time and put that on your antipasta table, and you know, have them, put them in the fridge, and they keep them around for a while. Squeeze of lemon, they're just delicious.
Would it be served on a baguette as an appetizer,
or could you
serve it over some pasta?
Could do that. That would be that's a delicious idea. Way to go.
Artichokes and fava barragul, and then fresh fava beans with young pecorino cheese. We could put the barragul maybe up.
It's really a technique worth learning.
Another fava bean idea you come up with was shrimp a la plancha with fava bean puree.
Yeah.
A la plancha.
Which means on the griddle, you know.
On a hot iron griddle.
Yeah, which is Spanish. Mm-hmm. So cook those. But it's sort of the same thing that you do that. And with the fava beans here, you prep them and then puree them. And they're really delicious. Again, it's seasoned with a little salt and pepper and lemon and garlic. And nestle the flash grilled shrimp on top of a mound of the the a la plancha. It's one of those things, I hate to say this, but it's one of those things, you put that on a restaurant menu and you can charge more for it, rather than shrimp on a little fava bean puree. That's not as expensive.
And you like to brine the shrimp even if they're fresh or frozen?
Yes, I do. But you don't have to. I think it's always a good thing. Shrimp have this tendency to, which we've all had, to quickly overcook and become kind of woody and chewy. And by brining them, even if you just do it for 15 minutes, it adds some moisture to them, so it gives you a little insurance policy.
And you flash these in boiling water? That's how you salt them?
No, you do the fava beans.
The fava beans.
And then puree them
together
or mash them or whatever you want to do. But the shrimp, if they're done a la plancha, they're done on a hot, it's just a hot skillet, you know, but doesn't it sound, I love saying a la plancha.
Plancha. But a cast iron pan will
be
work
perfect.
Fine too.
Or, yeah, ridged cast iron pan would be great.
And so you serve the puree in the middle of a plate and then arrange the shrimp around and
or on top or whatever.
And some caper berries. That's a nice idea. Caper berries,
which used to be very exotic, and now you can get them. I even see them at places like Trader Joe's and all that stuff. Yeah.
And then a little bit of a finishing olive oil.
A really nice olive oil. Yeah.
That's a nice recipe. Can we put that one up? The shrimp a la plancha with fava bean puree?
See, wouldn't that be nice? You could say to your lovely wife, tonight we're having shrimp a la plancha.
And let's hold off on rhubarb because that's a big discussion. And we're really just starting into rhubarb season, so we have time to tackle rhubarb.
So I mentioned this at the very beginning. I was sort of teasing, but I think a lot of people still don't know. The only part of the rhubarb we eat is the stem. The leaves are actually somewhat toxic, so you need to make sure that you don't eat any of the leaf, as opposed to fava bean leaves, which you should eat with abandon.
A warning from Chef John Ash. We'll be back after this.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market.
For over 40 years, Four Seasons has been a leader in the field of home remodeling with specialty in-room additions and patio covers. A Four Seasons addition incorporates seamless integration with your home style. Sonoma County Sunrooms, or SoCo Sun, is your local authorized Four Seasons sunroom dealer and awning specialist with an interactive showroom and design center right here on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms. We work with homeowners and property owners just like you and provide options for your outdoor living area with products that enhance your lifestyle. From our new Edition 365 to elite garden rooms for specialty plants, open concept life rooms, and retractable awnings, our team at Sonoma County Sunrooms has you covered.
Visit SoCoSun.com today or stop by and take advantage of the 5-year workmanship and factory product warranty for no extra charge. For additions, think Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling.
Okay, take one.
Have you seen her? Those who have revel in her beauty and her hightitude.
That's not a word.
She's grown hundreds of feet along West College Avenue to become the longest, fastest, and yes, tallest of her kind. Children weep and call out, "Oh, Mommy, it's the big soapy beast."
No, they haven't.
But fear not, you little rugrats. Splash Express Car Wash opens this May on West College Avenue. Our second location is larger, taller, and faster than ever. Over 50% more vacuums means no more waiting for those slowpokes who just love cleaning and sucking away. Splash Express makes cars cleaner, tires shinier, spouses happier, and kids, well, they'll still call it the Soapy Beast.
The second location of the world-famous Splash Express Car Wash opens next month at 458 West College Avenue. Just go to splashexpress.com for more details.
Splash Express, rub-a-dub-dub.
Every moment is just for you at Graton Resort and Casino. Go all in on exciting gaming action or celebrate and explore 12 great restaurants, 6 bars and lounges, nightly entertainment, and more. It's your moment right in the heart of Sonoma wine country. Staycation in luxury, from our beautiful rooms to our world-class spa and fabulous pool with cabanas. Book your stay today at GraytonResortCasino.com. Your moment awaits. See you there.
John Meacham remarked on her passion for one issue in particular, literacy.
She believed literacy a fundamental civil and human right, and gave the cause her all.
Celebrating Barbara Bush, Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny throughout the weekend. Today topping out at 78, 63 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Blue skies for Sunday at 78, 65 in Bodega Bay. Monday mostly sunny at 80 degrees, 65 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. One of the coolest events that goes on every single March, April, every year, still is relatively unknown, even after all these years. Mm-hmm. And even every year we talk about this and encourage people to go. And once they go, they become regulars. It's the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow event, put on by the Sonoma County Lodging Association. This brings all the best high school culinary talent together under one roof for one evening.
Don't you think a lot of people don't know that so many of our high schools have culinary programs where young people can learn how to cook and cook under the wing of a professional? And
well, this really turns the spotlight on these high school kids and their instructors and the parents and the faculty and all the sponsors that come together to make sure that
because
generationally
they like to eat.
There's a spectacular walk around tasting of all the high school culinary creations, and then followed by a great dinner. And Michelle Marquess, she's been part of this for a number of years, haven't you, Michelle?
Yes, I do work at KSRO, but I also work for Judy Groverman Walker, and JGW Events puts on this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's part of the Sonoma County Lodging Association. It's what they do each year.
How many years has this been?
Gosh, Marie and I were trying to figure this out. I think it's at least 19. I'm not sure how many exactly it's been.
Marie Gannister, with chef instructor at Windsor High School, is in the KSRO kitchen with us. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having
me. And how many years have you been part of this?
I believe 18 years. So,
kind of right in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. And you have your menu already set for what you're going to be doing with the kids?
We do. The theme is Vive la France. And so we are donated graciously by, we have Rocky chickens donated, and we have these Sonoma gourmet mushrooms from Mycopia. So we have a menu that is based on chicken and mushrooms. It's very much to say thank you to the companies that donate to us and support us. And so we have a coq au vin coming that's going to be in a mushroom cap.
Oh.
And we also have a meringue that's going to be dusted with mushroom gold fleck dust.
Ooh.
Well, it sounds much more fancy when I read it in French.
So,
meringue or champignon soubre d'or? Is that
terrible,
correct,
French? So as you think back, I mean, food must have changed. Can you even recall the early days of the first couple of these things that you did and what you ended up cooking?
Absolutely. I think it's changed with the chefs that we've gone through a progression of chefs also, and so. Some of the times the theme has been home cooking. And so when we work with Richard Whipple, we made his mother's chicken pot pie in a small version. Mm. But it was beautifully done. And yes, the themes of what we could come up with, we were never sponsored at the beginning. So as a culinary program, we had to come up with our own funds to do this, which is always a challenge in the public high school environment. And so having companies come in and say, oh, we'll donate. Clover's been fantastic the last 10 years. Yes. Oh, we'll donate 40 pounds of organic butter, no problem. Mm. And that kind of thing. So at the beginning, I think we made mac and cheese one year. Like, we were like, what can we possibly afford to feed these people?
But, well, and also it attracts customers, because who wouldn't want to come to a mac and cheese feed?
Mm-hmm. And to make that competition repetitive, 350 bites that are perfect, that are the same, teaching those students the production value in that really makes the difference between a cook and a chef. And
can you talk a little bit about the programs themselves? How many of these kids, having gone through the culinary programs at the various high schools, how many end up being out there, or do you have any way of following up?
For Windsor High School, I know that for Vineyard Academy, we have about 10% of our students go into culinary. About 40% stay in the hospitality field, whether that's front of the house in a restaurant or working in the wine industry. Fully 40% of our students go in somewhere into the wine industry in Sonoma County.
So this really becomes a vocational door for a lot of young people today.
Yeah, we hope so.
The nice thing about this, too, is that each of our culinary programs, high school culinary programs, is paired with a chef generally from a lodging facility. So it could be from a B&B, it could be from a major hotel like Bacchus, the Doubletree, where we're doing Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow this year on Tuesday, April 24th. They're participating and they're paired together with the school. So the kids are really getting exposure to a lot of different parts of the hospitality and chef industry. So it's really nice that they get that kind of mentoring and exposure.
So six high schools are participating. It's Tuesday, April 24th at the Doubletree by Hilton, Sonoma Wine Country. It's Casa Grande High School, El Molino High School, Maria Carrillo High School, Piner High School, Sonoma Valley High School, Vineyard Academy of Culinary Art and Hospitality at Windsor High. And this morning, this is really nice. I got an email from Chef Pamela Gutierrez, who's the instructor at Casa Grande, which won Best of Show last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes, "Dear Steve and John, we are in the middle of a two-day process making our chef for the competition. 4 years ago, when my freshman created the Big House Catering Club and we participated in the Chefs of Tomorrow competition, we used cheese from Ashidana Farms in our menu. This year, my freshmen, who are now seniors, ready to graduate, had the opportunity to learn how to make chef using fresh goat milk from the very Ashidana Dairy Ranch in Petaluma." He said, "Our students have come full circle." And that's really an important component, because part of the judging, as I'm looking at my judging sheet from last year, 30 points is awarded for knowledge of the dish and the use of farm-to-table producers. So these kids are learning firsthand where the food is coming from.
Right. And but those do change each year, because last year, I believe our theme was farm-to-table.
Yeah.
So that was an important element for our judges to come in and make sure that they could judge it. This year, of course, with our theme of Vive la France, you have to make sure that you've got some sort of French flavor going on in that. So,
but isn't it great that the kids are experiencing where the food is being produced?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
And that Ashidina is partnering with them at the dairy cheese making facility in Petaluma. It's a great cheese. You know these.
Oh, Ashidina. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've been making cheese for about 18 years.
And what's happening, again, and that's a gateway in our part of the world, in Sonoma County, are all of the amazing cheese makers we have. And so opportunity to learn about that is great. So I think I also love this French idea, because, you know, French food, it never went away.
No.
But it kind of, as other cuisines became popular and all that stuff, it lost a little bit of its kind of premier position in culinary training and all that stuff. And I was just reading a piece recently in the New York Times, and they were talking about the return of French cooking, you know, that fine French cooking is still pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a chef, but I'm sure Chef Marie can talk about that sauces, and you can talk about that too, that sauces, particularly French sauces, are very important for a chef to be able to know and how to execute.
Well, the amazing thing about French cuisine and why it's so important from a teaching standpoint is it's the mother tongue for Western cooking, because things are so codified. They're, once you learn how to make a hollandaise, you go someplace else, it's the same hollandaise.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I tease about this, and I really am teasing, as opposed to Italian cooking, in which you can have the same dish mentioned, and it'll be completely different, because Italians, they don't do anything like anybody else. They can't even keep a president, you know.
We'll take a break at this point. The Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow is happening next Tuesday, April 24th, at the Doubletree by the Hilton Sonoma Wine Country. Viva La France is our six high schools participating with their culinary programs for some great recognition in the competition. Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, in the KSRO kitchen, back after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Smothers European Volvo continues renovating our showroom as we build something special. Volvo Cars.
If your land and trees have been affected by the fires, your registered professional foresters at Environmental Resource Solutions can help you. With winter upon us, we can help protect your property from erosion. Environmental Resource Solutions can coordinate dead and damaged tree cleanup and replanting. We're the company that works with local and state agencies, including CAL FIRE, to secure required permits. Please call my team in Santa Rosa, Environmental Resource Solutions, at 566-7510. That's 566-7510.
It's been a year since the completion of Old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa. Now more and more people are heading downtown. As a result, new businesses have been opening their doors.
This is Kurt with Agent Ink Gallery. We're new to downtown, located on 5th Street. We specialize in rock art posters, limited edition screen prints, and apparel. We have a new art show featuring Bay Area and local artists each month. You should swing by Agent Ink. Check out the Big Water Art Show that's running through the end of the month. Hope to see you soon.
Hello, this is John DeVere from Perch and Plow, overlooking the old historic Courthouse Square. We're featuring 8 local beers on draft, a wonderful selection of fresh seasonal food. For an elevated experience, come upstairs to Perch and Plow.
This is a great time to experience downtown Santa Rosa. For shopping, entertainment, dining and drinks, or your next retail space, you'll find it downtown. See more and learn more at srcity.org/downtown.
Smothers European Volvo continues renovating our showroom as we build something special. Volvo cars are reaching new heights in technology and class, and our new showroom will mirror that magnificence. In the meantime, we can show you the 2018 World Car of the Year, the Volvo XC60. Or maybe you prefer the Volvo X90, awarded the 2018 Consumer Guide Best Award for its class. Whatever strikes your fancy, you can't go wrong with Volvo. We're still open for service and business at our sister dealership, Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. Right now, during the sign-and-drive event, lease a 2018 Volvo all-wheel drive S60 T5 inscription for just $409 a month for 36 months with zero due-it signing. Smothers, a family-owned business since 1982, on the Corby Auto Row and smothers-european-volvo.com.
Hello, I'm Joyce Defala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening service at 7 p.m. and a free one-hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more information, please visit our website, cslsr.org. That's the initials for the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, cslsr.org. You can also give us a call at 707-546-4543. That's 707-546-4543. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Gardner along with Chef John Ash, and we're welcoming some of the participants from the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow. This is the event that spotlights culinary high school competition every year. This year, it's Tuesday, April 24th at the Doubletree in Sonoma County. You should go to www.chefsoftomorrow, that's all one word, .org. The Doubletree in Rohnert Park, www.chefsoftomorrow.org for all the ticket information, including all the tasting from all the high schools, the great dinner from the Doubletree. There's also spectacular auction lots.
There really are. And we have, because most of the donors come from Sonoma County Lodging Association facilities, we have trips. We have so many amazing trips. We have staycations. We have all kinds of amazing things. Wines, golf packages. Like, there's all kinds of great things. So there's the silent auction that you can enjoy while you're nibbling on the great appetizers created by our student chefs, and then at dinner, which is wonderful and prepared by the Doubletree, we will have 12 different auction lots. Wow. And these are nice. These are very nice. They range from a sort of staycation in San Francisco where you get to go out to wonderful dinner and visit some museums. There's a Wine Country brunch for 12 that's always put on by Camellia Inn and Wine Country Real Estate Network. That's very nice. There is a private experience at the Foley family vineyards. So we've got Roth Estate, Lancaster, Chalk Hill, and an overnight stay as well with that. So that's pretty cool. Safari West always puts together something really nice. And they've got a sippin' safari.
And what do they cook there? Oh, no. I won't talk about that.
They actually have a really good restaurant there.
No, they do. I was teasing. They have all those amazing animals.
But there's no zebra on the menu there. Okay, no. Okay. we're so happy that Amy at St. Florian's Brewery has put together a tapas party for 20 people, and it is together with Bravas Bar de Tapas, so a Stark facility, which is great, Stark restaurant, so that's going to be a lot of fun, and their beers are so good. There's a Sonoma Escape, and this one is really incredible. This is for four people. You get a luxury cottage just off the square in Sonoma, a couple of different tastings, including one at Carneros Bistro and one at Stone Edge Farm, which is cool. You also get some private wine tastings. This one is really great. So I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. There is a farm-to-fork dinner at Bocce for 12 plus wine. That one will be great. A Geyserville getaway. And this one, the inns and bed and breakfasts in Geyserville come together and give you all kinds of great sort of getaway opportunities. So this is a lot of fun with wine. There's charcuterie in here. Wilson Wineries has paired with them as well. So they've put together some great things there too. There's a spirits tour. Spirits are really booming here in Sonoma County. And so we've got three different spirits producers. There is Sonoma Brothers Distilling, Spirit Works Distillery, and Young and Yonder Spirits. And then I pulled in Ramen Gaijin because they do such a good spirits menu with their stuff. So they're going to give lunch, and you get pure luxury transportation on this one. So you don't even have to worry about driving. You can go and do all this wonderful tasting and try these wonderful craft spirits and then have lunch at Ramen Gaijin. And a lot of fun there. Let's see, what else? There's more!
but wait!
There is a speakeasy party for 12 at Grape Leaf Inn, barbecue and beer at Gables Wine Country Inn for 20 with Lagunitas, and there's a Mexican vacation, too. I mean, this is crazy.
Appetizer reception, the voting, because the public gets to vote for their favorite high school creations, and then the silent auction, and then, of course, you're tasting all the appetizers from all the six high schools, then a wonderful sit-down dinner from the Doubletree. All the awards are presented.
And then our auction.
And then the auction.
Yeah.
So it's an awful lot for your money. And the tickets are?
They're $85.
It's a bargain.
It's really a bargain. Yeah. And these auction lots, you're going to get such a good deal. If you're into these kinds of things, and who wouldn't be, please get your tickets. You're supporting a great cause, and you are really going to get some awesome experiences.
www.chefsoftomorrow.org. Support our next...
It's the next generation.
The next generation of culinarians.
Yeah,
here
and
in
not
Sonoma
very
County.
Long for a lot of these young people.
Right around the corner. Yeah. We'll come back and we'll give away a pair of tickets to a lucky KSRO Good Food Hour listener this morning.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted best farmers market.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Grunner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating 31 years on the radio, bringing you the best in food and beverages. Chef Marie Gannister, who's the culinary arts teacher from Windsor High School, is joining us. And what are you doing now? You're making your mushroom dust for the competition next Tuesday?
Yes, we picked up some maitake mushrooms from the Sonoma Gourmet Mushroom, and we trimmed them up and put them in the dehydrator. And so they're low. They're on a 105 degree dehydration, so by tomorrow afternoon there'll be a lovely ready to powder mixture, and we're going to powder that up and add some gold dust, and it's going to be our garnish on our meringue. Mushroom-shaped meringue.
I think you should take that to the market. I'd buy it. Mushroom powder.
Well, it just shows you how much work all the students and all the teachers are doing in preparation for the culinary competition. So, since you're our guest of honor, Chef Marie Gannister, your favorite number today between 1 and 12, please.
A number 4.
Any particular reason why 4 is such a...
A 4 is a glorious number. There's 4 people in my family.
Okay, caller number 4 at 636-1350 will win a pair of tickets to this coming Tuesday's Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow event, Vive la France, Tuesday, April 24th at the Doubletree in Rohnert Park. And you can enjoy the absolute brilliance of so many of these young people. They're so smart. I've done this for many, many years. And just talking to these kids, they're so passionate. They're so articulate. Their memory, their recall, their passion is something to behold. The food is great, too. But getting to meet these kids has just been a great experience for me, too. And I encourage our listeners to participate in this.
Yeah, they're really impressive.
Thank you, Michelle Marquez.
Of course.
Thank you, Chef. Now, you guys, you know each other, don't you, John?
Yeah, We, over the years, have done all kinds of things together.
Yes. Our friend Glenda Castelli has caused us to come together, and my students have been his prep cooks.
And you've been up at Windsor how many years?
This will be my 18th year.
Wow. Congratulations. Thank you for all the beautiful work you do with the students.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, next week we're going to go to Japan.
Yeah.
With Nancy.
Oh, that's right. Her new book.
Her new book.
Yeah.
Nancy Hachisu Singleton, who's written a lot about the great cuisines of Japan. She's coming to visit us from Japan. She'll be doing a book tour, and she's going to stop in Santa Rosa next week. It's always great to connect with her. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
All right.
I'll see you, Michelle, and I'll see you, Chef.
On Tuesday
at the Doubletree.
Thank you so much.
Stick around. Clark Wolf at the table will be coming your way next in just about 5 minutes or so. And then On the Wine Road with Jeff Davis, one of my favorite wine shows of any wine show, podcast, broadcast, you name it. It's a great wine show. Yeah. Don't you like Jeff's show?
Yeah, I do.
That follows Clark Wolf at the table. And then more great listening this afternoon. We'll be back with Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour next week. Lots of great listening as our sound has never sounded better in our new KSRO studios, which is pretty exciting.
We should ask our listeners if they agree.
Maybe they will agree. And, of course, John Ash has now a 14 stove. You have 14 burners now to work with in our new KSRO kitchen, which is pretty exciting. Back next week. Have a safe week. This is KSRO.